Welcome to the Ether. Today is Thursday, June 9th, 2022. Today on the Ether, the Terraland AMA. Let's take a listen.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Hello, Veronica.
Hey, yeah, I'm good. How are you?
I'm fine, thanks. And welcome to our English AMA. It's been a while, so maybe let's start with some updates regarding the migration and our plans for the nearest future. David, please tell us everything that the community needs to know.
All right, I have a list here. Let's start from that. So sort of the main things will be regarding the snapshot we've taken and the migration we're doing towards other blockchains. So as we've informed you guys beforehand, we are sort of transferring, let's say, the TLAN tokens from Terra, seeing as what's happening on Terra. And we're moving those tokens to Ethereum. So any TLAN tokens you had in your wallet, in your in any staking, so any single asset staking, if you're providing liquidity, if you're vesting, all those sort of tokens will be exchangeable for the new TLAN token that's going to be on Ethereum. In that, we will not be sort of considering any unclaimed rewards. So it's only TLANs you already sort of owned beforehand. And what I mean by beforehand is we had the snapshot that was taken on the 12th of May between 11:29 and 12:45 p.m. CET time. There's a bit of a time frame there just because of how snapshots work. Any sort of tokens you owned in any sort of that those forms between those times are taken into account. And the new tokens will be sent onto your Ethereum MetaMask wallet in the form of an airdrop. So the snapshot has already been taken. So it is now your own decision to do what you would like with the TLAN tokens you may have now on the, I believe it's the Terra Classic blockchain now. These tokens don't actually have any practical use for our platform because of the DPEG event that happens. So they just have a collector's value. Feel free to do whatever you like with those tokens for now. The ones that will matter are the ones that will be on the new Ethereum blockchain. So you'll be able to claim those TLAN tokens in the form of an airdrop. And once the platform has relaunched on Ethereum, so you're going to have to wait a little bit for that. That's going to take a little bit of time because it takes a lot of new coding to move a whole project to a new blockchain. Luckily, we've already been we had it in our roadmap for a while to create sort of cross-chain and multi-chain sort of ideas. And so I've already been sort of working on it a little bit. The events that have happened or transpired on Terra are just pushing us to make that happen a little bit sooner. The migration page is on our website. So feel free to go to terraland.io and see the migration page. It'll help you know like what steps you have to go through to link your MetaMask wallet with your Terra Station wallet, because we have to have like a verification there that that's indeed your wallet and this is your wallet. And we're still working on the best solution when it comes to real property tokens. But as always, those are still, the ones that you have right now still matter a bit more because they're always a share option that you can call if you want to turn those into real shares into the real estate that you purchased. So with the new launch on the new chain, we're still working on that. It's looking like, from what we heard from our tech team, that's going to take around 3 to 4 weeks to launch. So that's probably end of June, beginning of July. But we can't really announce an exact date yet just because that's still in the works. And we're still also, in the meantime, talking to a lot of other blockchains for partnerships and developing the multi-chain aspect of our platform. So that's still going strong, and we're really sort of trying to push that there. And I think that's it for updates, unless you guys have anything else to add. I think we can go head on over to sort of community questions we have gathered beforehand.
Yeah, great. So to sum things up, we keep working to deliver our, you know, improved multi-chain platform for digital assets purchase. For now, it will be metaverse plots and NFTs. And the platform, as David said, should be ready to launch in early July. Now let's move on to some questions from our community. And David and Wojtek will answer those questions. Let's go with the first question. It's for David. Every project and investor in Terra ecosystem has been hurt due to what happened to Luna and its USD. The community member was wondering what damages this collapse had caused to our beloved project, and whether they are manageable or under control, or they could still have their effects in future and slow down the developing and innovation process.
All right. Well, yeah. So the project is still going strong, and we're still going ahead. So you will still see us around. When it comes to us, like as a company, we lost around 50% of our liquidity from those events. But when it comes to our investors, I believe this is one of the few projects where each individual investor has not only saved their whole investment or all their funds they put into real estate, because they changed their exposure from UST to real estate. And so they left that behind, meaning anything that happened to UST didn't actually impact any of those investors. But those investors also actually earned an income during that time. So while a lot of people were unfortunately losing with what was happening to Terra, these investors actually were earning money on just simple rent income, which obviously we will not be paying out in USD anymore, because that doesn't seem reasonable. And so we're working on how that's going to work exactly. Our investors saved 100% of the value, and really just go to show that having sort of real estate as a diversification financial tool is a really great thing for any investor. So yeah, we are not as heavily impacted, I think, as most other projects, which of course is a good silver lining, but it's also unfortunate for all those other projects that have suffered great losses. I think next question.
Yeah. So the next question is for Wojtek. Luckily, Ethereum community is the largest community in crypto at the moment, but as we all know, there are some concerns about the transaction fee. Have the TLAN team thought about how to deal with the fact?
So at the moment, the transaction fees aren't so high on Ethereum. So, but hopefully, it's going to stay like that. I really hope that. You also have to bear in mind that the fundraising model itself comes with a higher entry threshold. So we focus on more expensive assets right now, just because of that. So also we are thinking with other chains at the moment. So we are conducting many meetings with other chains, and we're going to expand our platform onto other chains, which is the main goal for now. So in the near future, our users that are afraid of the higher transaction fees on the Ethereum will also be able to to participate in the free funds. So we'll make sure that everyone will be allowed and everyone can do it, can participate in the fundraising.
Great. Let's move on to the next question. As we all know, the global financial situation of the world is getting worse. Hyperinflation, recession, and the fear is rising. In such situations, people usually try to save their money in secure and safe assets, like, for example, real estate. So in the opinion of our community member, that's really a great opportunity for TLand to shine, especially if TLand begins to lease large residential properties with competitive prices. Because let's be honest, touristic attractions in such financial situations situation won't flourish and will be seen risky by investors. That's how the community member evaluates the situation. Maybe TLand team has a different opinion. If so, maybe you can share it with us.
All right. Well, I can sort of share, I guess, my view a little bit on how I see these things. So we have started with sort of holiday real properties. So like if you remember Mar de Polki, the first one we sold, that was sort of a property focused on holiday rentals. The reason we chose that specific location in Spain is because it's practically all year round holidays over there when it comes to Europe. If we chose something a bit more northern, let's say even a bit closer to home in Poland, those properties might see a good month, maybe two if you're lucky, of good sort of holiday rental periods, which is not great, obviously, for investors. So we are choosing properties that really are focused on those steady sort of almost or hopefully entire sort of whole year returns. So we do, of course, plan to introduce more commercial real estate to our platform. As well as offices and things like that, but it also depends on the supply side of things and also on the demand from the community, what the community actually wants. So this is where you guys sort of vote where you voice what you would like to actually see on the platform. But of course, this is just our plan so far. So we're always open to new ideas and seeing how things go. We do always have. Had in our plans to introduce different types of properties, especially larger, more commercial ones. As I said, every property we do help to find, to put onto our platform really has investing benefits, right? So Mar de Polki, for example, the one we first sold in December, has already since then gained around, they say, 30% in value. So that's been about half a year, and the value of the property itself has already increased substantially. So there's more to consider than only just that income that you may be getting from that property. I hope that sort of encompasses a little bit of what the question was about and sort of formulating an opinion, I guess, a bit more my side, I guess, of how I see these sort of situations.
Okay, the next question. It is related to developing multi-chain, as it could easily interfere with different blockchains at the same time, like, for example, Ethereum, Polkadot, Avalanche, Cardano, and so on. But does that also mean TLand is creating its own network? So if so, the user says it's really amazing. If not, could that be a possibility in the future? Because the user thinks that it would save us lots of issues in the future. Wojtek.
Right. As you guys know, at the moment we focus on developing the multi-chain platform, as we have mentioned that in the very beginning. Of course, it will be great in one day to create, our own network, which will be, awesome in the future. And of course, we have that in our mind. But as for now, which is the most important thing for us, is to create, going to on the multi-chain and expand to other chains, as this is the most important right now for us. But who knows, maybe one day we will, create our own network and expand to it.
Thank you for the answer. And the next question. So there are many reports which say the real estate bubble is going to burst soon. And as a result, the real estate price will go down. And on another side, the rents will skyrocket. So let's imagine TLand listed a large residential complex and the investors all invested in it. And after, let's say, 5 years, the price of the properties goes up again. So will there be a re-evaluation for the property's price? Will the estimated return be updated according to the new market price?
So as always, the market sort of verifies the demand for rental properties. So therefore, we sort of want to let the community diversify their portfolios into other commercial properties as well. If the price of real estate becomes lower, it doesn't really matter, since the most important thing is the rent. And if the price rises, we can always vote on the possibility of selling such a property and then distribute that profit among the investors of that property. The rate of return depends also on the property rental and the demand of the supply market. So we want to sort of select them so that they are attractive for rental for the investor.
Great. The next question. Have Tilan team got any plans for how they want to promote this amazing project to a larger audience? How the Tilan community members be helpful?
Well, we have always plenty of plans, regarding the marketing and promotion of our platform. So I think the main one is, the support on our social media. I mean by that, Twitter, this is the main platform to share the information and for the promotion of our platform and the features on our website and the things we are doing. What we do also is we're talking to plenty of influencers and also looking for the partnerships with other people who are very important in this strategic area, especially regarding getting end users and investors from all around the world. We are doing our best to improve and in this area of our marketing site for the whole platform and as for the Tilan token. We're trying to do in many ways and reach out to as many users as possible with our marketing and things we're doing. And it would be great if anyone can help us with it and expanding in the future and being a team with teamwork with users who are helping us to show the best side of our platform and the things we're doing.
Yeah, so remember guys, like, share and retweet. And now the last question, I think it's my favorite question. So as we all know, the financial and governmental entities are trying to introduce their own stablecoin throughout CBDCs. Has Tilan taken a proactive step in their planning how to deal with that? And how could they implement it in their own platform?
All right. Yeah, I even heard about this. I live in Australia. That's where I am based. And I've even heard my Australian government wants to do something similar to that. It's not an issue for our platform whatsoever, really, because we are able to accept any sort of stable coin. The idea why we chose stable coins is because we want to minimize sort of currency risk, right? And change in value using a specific token or currency, right? Even if we go back to the UST example, right? If we accepted Luna from Terra, well, the price in Luna changes over time, right? And so having sort of a secure investment into real estate, like we wouldn't be sure exactly how much money would have at the end of the road here, right? When we actually wanted to go and purchase that property, especially because that process takes a little bit of time. It's not a big deal for us to implement the sort of CBDC to our platform because the platform was originally already designed for stablecoins. So it's not any different, really. Moreover, it does give us a chance to come with sort of greater demand for digital assets. The introduction of CBDCs might also bring more users to crypto in general because there might be a little bit more trust through sort of government regulation, how that would work. If governments do start introducing their own sort of stable coins. So the implementation side for us is very simple and easy. There's no issue whatsoever. I think the benefits that could arise from it are quite substantial, especially for people that might not be within our community yet, but would like to join us. And this might be sort of the push they're looking for. It's completely not an issue for us.
Cool. And that was the last question. David Wojtek, thank you for your answers. And thank you guys for joining us today. Remember that you can always ask us questions on our Telegram chat and on Twitter. So yeah, and make sure to follow us on Twitter to be up to date with everything. And we're going back to work. So thank you once again. Thank you, guys.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you, guys.
Yeah, thank you so much.
See ya.
Bye.
See you. Bye.
Thanks for checking out another episode of The Ether. That was the Terraland AMA, recorded on Thursday, June 9th, 2022. For TerraSpaces.org, I'm Finn. Thanks for listening. And if you want to keep listening, head on over to TerraSpaces.org/donate and show some support.
Mutation. It is the key to our evolution. It has enabled us to evolve from a single-celled organism into the dominant species on the planet. This process is slow, normally taking thousands and thousands of years. But every few hundred millennia, evolution leaps forward.
Diving through the forest, looking for the door to the portal. Said it'll take me down a corridor. I'm ignoring the warning, storing importance. The core looks sourced from ancient coordinates. Smells like musty mutants, trust me. I've been hunting bugs since the leaves started rustling. I must be getting close, yo, the scene is disgusting. Parasitic mutation leeching off the country. Grab a couple samples and defy their custody. Feeding gamma rays to the beast at peak velocity. Mutating awesomely, pre-say don't wanna meet. Taking all the scraps and beat them to the lottery. Always evolving to defy the possibly. These are the things that will scream irresponsibly. Feeling uneasy, these genes get them off of me. I don't mean to trip it, am I mutating properly? We are mutants. We are mutants. We are mutants. We are mutants. Unlock the lab, it's time to do this. Breathing getting heavy, I can feel it in my arms, but I can't stop now.
Mutation.
It's an art form, don't be alarmed. If you see me looking odd when I'm out on the farm, spinning crop circles in your yard, reaching the stars, need a way to get across. Got this little
mutation,
lets me hack key cards. Scene looking like it came out the first three saws. Flexing like Rex when I mutate the precog. Leaders trying to research this genetic seesaw. Give me all the science and we'll leave you with the pre-slaw. Writers believe they bleed these endorsements, turning scientists into terrorist supporters. Gotta seize the spoils and release the spores. It's time to forage through DNA lore. So sink it or swim, silly Alice, take the pill and see. We're all mad here, taking over your facility. We are the mutants. We are the mutants. We are the mutants. We are the mutants. Unlock the lab, it's time to do this. We are the mutants. We are the mutants. We are the mutants. Unlock the lab, it's time to do this.
Imagine a world in which an old dying man's last dying wish is fulfilled.
Alexa? Can you play that one C-Fi space where he clowned all the SafeMoon and XRP bag holders and then told everyone to buy Luna because it was going to 1,000?
I'm confused why we're not talking about the fact that you can easily, like, 300x your money on XRP. Like,
you know, son, I remember a time. Alexa, enough. I'm trying to reminisce now. I remember a time before Terra Spaces existed when things that were said on random Twitter spaces would just get lost to the proverbial black hole of time.
That's the best bet.
Why isn't Luna in wind turbines?
Hey, guys,
I'm reading all about these wind
guys,
turbines.
Guys, do you mind if I explain Cardano a little bit? Because I've been in Cardano since like 2018 and I can give you a full breakdown.
Just when you thought it was safe to shill shitcoins.
Oh my god, you guys. I don't know what to do. So much blood. It's so red.
From the creators of Your Exit Liquidity, in association with We All Love to Hear Ourselves Talk, Inc. For more information, go to terraspaces.org/donate. TerraSpaces.